website for details, including how to enter by mail. Brought to you by PayPal, official peer-to-peer payment sponsor of the NFL.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Check, 1, 2. Check, 1, 2.
Jam,
Need more juice.
Oh, 600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
All right, folks, enjoy the show. Stay tuned. We're going live. In 5, 4, 3.
Morning Mayhem starts now with David.
I'm here.
Roger Scott.
I'm present.
Justin Moore. Live from the Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort Studio. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only casino resort.
Another Doobie Brothers.
Outlaw.
I didn't kill my wife. I don't care.
And then we'll let the poor boy down. All right, you 609ers, you know exactly what to do right now. You move it, move it, move it. Let's go.
Hit that guy right there. Move it. Move it. Move, move, move.
Justin!
What's up,
JM? On the jet to the promised land.
Yeah, boy!
Whoa!
You gotta be kidding me.
Got your engines and cool your wings.
Los Angeles.
We're bigger than U.S. Steel.
What's that bulge in his pocket?
Probably a rain gauge, Randy. Stop sending me pictures.
Yakimash.
We're going to be all day, baby.
I like this kind of party.
Los Angeles.
Lou Holtz, Mark May.
Number five, you better look at him a little closer. He's a football player.
He's got that war right here.
Good morning from London, England. Oh, yes. Welcome to Morning Mayhem with David Basil, Roger Scott, Justin Moore, and Christian Weaver. Whoopie Suey, Los Angeles.
Strength and honor.
We need to get the Scotland boy on there, France boy on there too. Get him in there as well.
Oh, sure.
Yeah,
sure, it's sure.
Good morning, everybody. It is 6:11. This is what time we normally try to get started. So he hit the post, Roger did, on this Tuesday night, June 9th. Glad you're with us. Had a good, fun, long day yesterday. Ended with a great NBA game last night. Even if you don't like NBA, that was a heavyweight battle. Every star in New York came out, was on the court or by the court. What a great game went down to the end. But Spurs, they hold off elimination. Back in, it's 2-1 now. And it's Christian, do they play one more? They play two more in New York or one more?
One more.
They go 2-2-1-1-1. 2-2-1-1-1 is what I knew. I knew that. That's Roger Scott right there. Roger, how are you?
Hey, buddy boy, I'm doing all right.
I'm good. Listen, I went and played golf yesterday. Big mistake. Yeah. I could barely walk anyway yesterday. And then was hurting yesterday, but I played horrible. Yeah. I embarrassed myself as a man. Yeah, as a man.
I said, I don't know what you're going to do.
Played with some great guys. I'll mention a little bit later. It was the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame charity golf tournament out at Chenal.
Well, a lot of people don't understand. You almost lost your finger in the tub race.
Yeah, I did. The blood was pouring out of there.
Somebody's got to tell everybody out there that's what happened.
Yeah, but, Chris Walker was driving around with me. But they're really good guys. No. But you know what? I want redemption. I want a redemption match. I mean, I could not make contact.
Is it your legs as well?
Everything. It was just bad.
Well,
I think I hit two putts.
You hit him fat?
I hit him fat.
Okay.
What do you call it? Cold? And then what was another one? I forget what you call it. Every imaginable miss hit, I can say I did. Mm. But, it went from, a gully washer to 1,000 degrees, which is okay. I'm all black, long black pants. T-shirt and a shirt over the shirt.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly what you wear in a summer heat. No shade. It's all the sun is wide open. I had lunch yesterday with David Hendricks Jr., Landon Parker. Summerwood Sports, we're going to be there next week.
Yeah.
And talking about some of the things they got going on there now as well as next week and what's coming up with the family market stores and all that kind of stuff. And then it looked like it was going to rain. Went to Copper Grill, was going to have lunch. Looked like it was going to rain. Big storm coming through. I thought, well, that's okay. Here's the deal. I'm not feeling good. This rain's going to give me the excuse I don't have to cut my grass. Well, it didn't rain. Legacy Drive.
It didn't rain. You didn't get any rain yesterday.
It was
pouring.
It was like a foot of water over here.
Yeah, not over there.
Wow, weird.
So I had to suck it up because I've got things going on every night this week, and I had to cut the grass. Heat exhaustion. I mean, I'm telling you.
I also where somebody died at in Yellowstone. I think they were hiking.
Oh, geez. Yeah. Dude, it was ridiculous. I think I had the unreal. But guess what? It's nothing. I know there's construction workers out there.
Oh, yeah. They're saying, shut up, losers.
Absolutely. Beat it. Tell your
on
story.
On asphalt and on roofs and in
we
attics.
Take baths in hot water or showers in those baths. What are you doing? I'm sorry. But my yard looks nice. Hey, I'm at the hospital.
Got a busy show today. First of all, we're going to have talk to Roger's doctor, the surgeon who did his hair transplant, Dr. Gary Petras.
That's right.
He'll be in at 7 o'clock, and he'll give an update on what he thinks is going on with Roger. He is a surgeon, plastic surgeon, so does... not only hair, facial surgery, all the kind of
things. Plastic surgery, he's a good dude. He's a good dude. So hopefully that'll be interesting enough to some of you folks out there because I get hit up all the time about how my hair is doing. I want to get it done. Doesn't matter what scale you are on. It doesn't matter what your credit rating is. Doesn't matter how much money you have in the 401k. Everybody from check to check. To billionaires have the issue of wanting, or they know about that bald spot in their hair. We're going to talk to Dr. Petras and let you know. You don't have to go to Turkey. You can go to JFK and get it done.
Yeah, he grew up. He's an interesting story. He grew up in a farming family in East Arkansas and grew rice and soybeans. Graduated valedictorian of his high school before getting his degree at UAMS. So interesting story there too. We'll move Rick Schaefer to 8:05. Brought to you by Edwards Food Giant and Bradford Marine.
Thanks,
and then
Rick.
We'll do John Daly at 7:30, brought to you by our friends at Honda of Russellville. Appreciate them.
Well, his social media is unbelievable.
Is it down? No, yeah, he really is. What question? You saw where his son now, he's officially a pro. He already got his first. He's already got his first deal.
Oh, is that right?
First endorsement deal. Yeah, I have to go back and look at the name, but it was. But a really well done piece. And of course, he'll play in the Corn Ferry tour this weekend. So we'll talk to John about that. We'll have Family Feud brought to you by Southern Bank and our friend Chris Roberts. Sandy Cook will be by, or at least going to call us in the 9 o'clock hour. She's with Clayton Holmes of Mayflower, and we're going to be there Saturday, Roger, for a couple hours.
Yeah, a little special Saturday remote.
Yeah, we've had two in a row now. Two things Saturday, on Saturday. Yeah. Today is National Donald Duck Day. Can you give me a Donald Duck? Christian, can you do me? Very good. Very nice.
No, that's really good. I can't do that.
No, that's nothing. That's just squirting. Somebody, listen, I know we've got Elvis.
We've
got some Donald Ducks that'll call in and actually talk to you that way. I think yesterday may have been, I was thinking Disco.
Tell me what's the name of the movie that he made his first appearance in as a bit player in 1934, Donald Duck. Do you have any idea?
Donald's not a Disney character, is he?
Yeah, he is.
He's number two behind
Mickey.
Was it McDuck?
No, it was Wise Little Hen. So, anyway,
guessed all day.
So it's also National Earl Day. What's the first Earl that comes to mind for you, Roger?
Goodbye, Earl. That's just first thing that hit my head.
What about you, Christian? When you hear Earl, is there a person?
Maybe Earl Campbell.
Earl Campbell. What's an Earl? The Pearl Monroe.
Yeah, that's a good one.
We had George Earls yesterday. I talked about.
Earl. I'm sure there's going to be 9,000 Earls.
Earl Hershiser.
By the way, that dude came close. He had 50 innings.
Yeah.
What's his name? He was a Hispanic guy, right? I mean,
Sanchez.
50 innings.
Earl Sanchez.
Earl Sanchez. Earl Hershiser, I think, had 53 was the record. That dude, very impressive.
Yeah. Earl Holloman.
Earl Holloman. Yes, from the Watergate scandal.
No, that was...
No, who was that? Are you sure?
John Halderman.
Oh, okay, I was close.
That's Ehrlichman.
You're thinking of Ehrlichman.
Earl Holloman. Right,
we'll stop that, and we'll give everybody a chance to send us their Earls.
Duke of Earl.
Duke of Earl. That's it. Also, National Call Your Doctor Day. I did that the other day. I set up at least three appointments: physical, skin, and what was the other one?
Digit.
Yeah, that's right.
Did you get Dr. Reed?
Yeah. And so, call your doctor today and get that done. Last night, what a game it was. Holy cow. You know, as we've mentioned on the show, we are your NBA station, but we don't always watch. We did last night. Christian, you are a NBA. You love the NBA. You had to be thrilled with watching can I tell you what I enjoyed, too? Is watching the hour pregame. I got back in time to be able to watch those guys. They brought Patrick Ewing out. They were showing, Willis Reed. They were showing all these guys that, the history of...
Knicks legends.
Yes, and then they were showing all the stars. It was cool to hear Shaq. I had no idea Shaq idolized Patrick Ewing. Said he was the best. Of course, I disagree with them on who the greatest Knick of all time was, which they said was Patrick Ewing.
He said
Patrick Ewing. He didn't even win a title with it. Of course, he didn't play. He didn't have a lot of good players.
Say Willis Reed?
Willis Reed. No, that's what I would say. Yeah, he won two. He was an MVP in the league. He won two championships in 70 and 73, and he's not the greatest Knick ever. Came out of the
locker. I would say maybe Walt Clyde Frazier.
Yeah, you can certainly say. Listen, Ewing was great. But anyway, what did you think of the game last night?
Great game. Yeah. I mean, back and forth, Knicks took a big lead but they stormed back and took a lead going into half, and it kind of looked like they were going to run away with it, but then the Spurs made another run, and, I mean, it was a physical game.
Yeah.
Spurs had a huge free throw advantage in the second half.
Sure did. I mean, the coach was complaining about that. The other thing was that they made, I can't remember who this guy, was it Fox? They made two back-to-back shots in the last 60 seconds that were clutch. I mean, had to have them, and they made them. Because I tell you, Brunson was not missing. I think he went at 35 or something, and they cut it to four, all right, with, I think, 60 seconds left, and the Spurs answered. So now you get a night off, and you go back
tomorrow.
You go tomorrow night. You got the Roger tonight. You got the Stanley Cup. That thing's been great. Vegas leads at 2-1, and this one's at Vegas, right? Yeah, it's at Vegas, 2-1. Been big-time scoring. But again, one of the big, the in addition to those stories, the big story was the Texas Tech quarterback, yeah. Brandon Sorsby. Just when you think, this to me was the ultimate going, you're never going to, I don't know what the deal is, how you can't win this court case, but you're never going to, it needs, everything needs overhauling when you can't win this case. And of course, for the judges that ruled on it, and this is what happens, you know, you go to the state where the person is, and that's where you appeal, and you're going to get some home cooking. And they got four Texas Tech grads that were judges. Four!
Oh, wow. Okay.
That were judges, and they ruled that no Sorsby should be allowed to play until we figure this thing out.
Let's see. You know what? I say that's good because, you know, they stuck together. You got to like a little bit of that.
So the reaction has been crazy. Everybody.
What's your reaction?
Like the ACC commissioner said, a horrendous pattern, the eroding the integrity of our process, officially lost our soul. And Sonny Dykes, head coach, football coach at TCU, said, how is anyone ever going to trust the outcome of a game again? They're going, wow, you're just going to let a guy, you know, used to be, this was the ultimate, what's the word?
The death penalty.
Sin.
Yeah, the ultimate sin that you would never do. You can't bet on your own games. And it goes back to the, it goes back to the White Sox. Even somebody said, this Florida, the Florida athletic director said, man, I've read about the Black Sox scandal. He said, if you let this kid play, and then what happened? Then you start having a trickling effect where the Georgia AD sent a letter out, got out, do not schedule Texas Tech. And then a lot of them talking about not playing Texas Tech because we don't know what we're playing with. We don't want you. We don't want to play with you because you're allowing a guy that, you know, and then we feel for the kid.
Wait a minute. Okay, so how would that, I just want you to break it down. How would me as the opposing team be worried about that guy?
Because you're playing with a guy who might be trying to manipulate the game in some way, to throw the game.
How could he? Well, throw the game.
But you still win. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You're affecting, in other words, you've got a guy who's been betting on games. No telling who else he may have. He may have a gangster after him, whatever. But he can impact the game in ways that you should not. Because,
but not he can impact the game that you're playing against him, sure. But he can impact you losing.
It doesn't matter. That's what he said. The integrity of the game will be questionable. Did he throw that? Is he really giving his best effort? So the only way they answer, which I thought was interesting, Georgia goes, tell you what, we're not going to play you, Texas Tech. We're going to cancel all our games against you. If you think that's okay to trot out a guy who bet $90,000, because used to be, you bet one game, and I get it. If you bet for your own team,
Bez.
The appearance, that's right. And then you start seeing everybody. Nebraska started saying that we're just, you know. Now, I don't know if they would cancel games in 2026, but that was interesting. I didn't see that coming to go, you know what? We're not playing you guys anymore. If you think it's okay to put a guy that you know has been gambling, what does that say? All right, you just can get a bunch of kids. Hey, kids, go ahead, gamble all you want to on these games.
Sure.
And, of course, they were all saying, hey, we feel sorry for the kid. We understand he's got to get through this. But that's been a rule in sports, not just college sports. It's been everywhere. It's been the cardinal rule for all of it. So that was interesting watching the response to that. Boy, did you see where the Razorback softball team lost a shortstop yesterday in the transfer portal? Don't see that not happen very often. So 661-1037, if you want to be a part of the show, you can call us or text us. Got some good birthdays today. Our man Dick Vitale, Roger, 87 years old today. Michael J. Fox, how old do you think Michael J. Fox and Johnny Depp are?
I'll say Michael J. Fox.
Are they the same age?
No, they're close, though. Okay. Pretty close.
I'll say Fox is older.
Barely.
I'll say Fox is, I'm 60. I'll say Fox is 60.
What do you think,
I think
Christian?
Fox is 68, Depp is 66.
Yeah, you're a little bit closer than Roger. Fox is 65, Johnny Depp is our age, Roger is 63.
Wow, okay.
When you think of both them, it's obvious the Michael J. Fox is Back to the Future, right?
Right.
I mean, Teen Wolf. Yeah, he was Teen Wolf. And then when you think of them,
He
could. When you think of Johnny Depp, do you immediately go to Pirates or you go something else?
I think of either Blow or Donnie Brasco.
Well, you go serious actor. Yeah, Donnie Brasco, Roger, you like, have you seen that one?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. And then he was also in Ed Wood.
Ed Wood's good. Yep.
Yeah, what was the other one?
Edward was really good.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, I heard, was terrible.
You gotta go back.
Not a good movie.
Yeah, didn't he get killed in Nightmare on Elm Street?
Tonto blue.
Oh, yeah.
Blue chunks.
Yeah. Kemosabe. Edward Scissorhands. Remember that one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, yeah, he's based on what's Eating Gilbert Grape. Yeah, I think he did die.
Is that the one with
Leo?
Yeah. Leo was masterful.
He was great in that.
Yeah. So those are some of our birthdays today, including the great Les Paul, who I think they played for a Les Paul guitar in the NASCAR match the other day, NASCAR race the other day.
Wow, that's...
And listen, by the way, too, we're doing our Man Cave shows tomorrow. Tomorrow's at Mark Carter's place in Little Rock. And the other one, Roger, was that one that had the, I mean, it looked like a car museum with, they're going to have, they may have 25 to 40 people there.
You got to send me the address.
Yeah, we'll probably go out there tomorrow. We'll go out to Mark's today and go ahead and get set up. And so, Kaufman by Design, Wes, thanks for sponsoring our Man Cave contest. And Tori from Down Home Catering is going to cater it. And then Joe Klein's going to give
up. So you said there's going to be 40 people out there?
Yeah, it's big enough too. At the one in Houston.
Oh,
going on to Houston. 661-1037. It's also the anniversary, Roger, of when Justified won the Belmont and the Triple Crown. So I will go to both Christian and to you to tell me how many horses do I have in my notes here? I may have not changed. I'll say how many horses have won the Kentucky Derby since? Oh, this is the same day. I think that yes. 53 years ago today, Secretariat won the Belmont.
He's into the stretch. Secretariat leads his field by 18 lengths. And now
18.
Price of Prince has taken second, and Mike Ballard has moved back to third. They're in the stretch. Secretariat has opened a 22-length lead. He is going to be the Triple Crown winner. Here comes Secretariat to the wire.
You think? So I know that our buddy Ron Moquette would get this in less than 3 seconds, but I'm going to challenge you and Christian to name me the four horses that have won the Triple Crown since Secretariat did it in 73.
American Pharoah.
American Pharoah, 2015.
Justified.
Justified, 2018. We question that for some reason. What do we question
Because he drug tested.
Is that right?
Drug test.
Yeah. You know what? Yeah. Brandon Sorsby's.
Don't count him. But
American Pharoah and Justified, that's two. Okay, two more to go.
Affirmed,
very good. Roger, 1978, one more to go.
Seattle Slough.
Good Lord, look at Roger Scott. Wow, he's got trivia tonight at Boudreaux's. That may be a question at Boudreaux's tonight.
You know what? It just may be.
Yeah. Also, too.
I got to be honest with you. I blacked out. I can't believe that I threw those names out.
Well, at some point in the show, too, maybe the 7 o'clock hour, what's that?
I hope Craig O'Neill heard that.
Well, some of you may have seen the statement that Justin Moore put out yesterday. And so it addresses some things, and he is going to take some time away. And I'll read you that statement and give you our 2 cents on that. And so we're supportive of Justin. A lot of stuff going on there. And, you know, he's a busy guy with family, and this is a side gig. But we'll talk about that coming. I had a lot of people text me. I just didn't have a chance last night. I didn't get off the golf course till probably 5:45. Woo! I look so stupid out there in my all black. But you know what? I dropped water weight. That helps. Which is worse? Is there anything worse than your manhood to be with four dudes playing golf and you can't hit it 30 feet? I literally, a couple times, Roger, I topped the ball and it stayed where it was. Topped it, goes up, comes down. How do you do that?
If you're the only one in the group, yes, that does that. I mean, I play with
I'm the
guys.
Only one.
There might be some muffs every now and
then. Yeah, muffs every time. Muffs every hole.
That's tough.
I know, it's tough.
It's very tough.
It's like, you know what? I'm embarrassed for my manhood. You know, I said, I want the opportunity to redeem myself. Redemption.
You know, it's so terrible. But then you hit that one great shot and go,
yeah,
I'll be back next week.
You know, I hit two putts, thank goodness, for some birdies, and that's about it. All right, do not go away. We're glad to have you with us. Got a busy show coming up. 629. If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. We'll check your text messages. Also on Facebook, too, YouTube. We'll try to check those. Christian, you checking those YouTube accounts, Facebook? Yeah, thank you. All right, don't go away. 630. We will share.
Yes, Genesis and Conway presents Craig O'Neill each week when he joins Roger, Baz, and Justin on Morning Mayhem. Genesis of Conway, the future of luxury today.
This is SportsCenter.
Arkansas football ended their 14th and 15th verbal commitments on Monday. We'll start with Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Three-star defensive lineman James Stewart, who picked Arkansas over Boston College, Illinois, Maryland, Arkansas State, Memphis, and others. Then Thomasville, Georgia wide receiver Jabari Watkins called the Hogs. Four-star chose Arkansas over offers from in-state Georgia, Florida State, Kansas State, Kentucky, Missouri, Ole Miss, Texas A&M, and others. And the Arkansas Travelers will be hosting the Northwest Arkansas Naturals for a six-game homestand starting tonight. First pitch for tonight's game is set for 6:35. Radio coverage can be heard on 106.7 Buzz 2. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center.
Dangerous heat is expected for Tuesday. We'll see heat index values up to or in excess of 105 degrees. Air temperature values in the low to mid 90s with partly sunny to mostly sunny skies. Calm south, southwesterly winds will be hot like this through Thursday. And then rain chances increase Friday into the weekend. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm Arkansas Storm Team Meteorologist Jenna Warner.
New Benihana promotion. Monday and Tuesday, lunch and dinner, 10% off of everything on the menu. Come to Benihana's.
Who's ready for the World Cup? I can tell you two people who are. That's Justin and Phil. To help kick it all off, they'll be at Dugan's Pub this Friday, where The Zone will be broadcasting live just before the first game. Then stick around after for the 3rd Street Merchants Association block party starting at 6. It's all happening this Friday, and it all starts in The Zone live from Dugan's Pub.
Hey, it's David Basil with Morning Mayhem for my good friends at Baptist Health. You know, in sports, we talk about the best ability being availability. You can't help the team if you're on the sidelines. The same goes for your life outside the stadium. Baptist Health is all about keeping you in the game. That starts with the screenings we often put off, like colonoscopies and prostate exams. Now, I get it. Nobody wants to schedule these, but at Baptist Health, they make it simple. They aren't just looking for problems. They're looking for peace of mind. Catching things early isn't just a win. It's the ultimate game changer for you and your family. And if you ever do need a procedure, Baptist Health is leading the way with the new Da Vinci 5 robotic surgical system. It's the latest in surgical precision, meaning smaller incisions, less pain, and most importantly, a much faster recovery. It's world-class healthcare delivered with a servant's heart right here in Arkansas. Don't wait for a symptom to be your wake-up call. Visit Baptist-Health.com today to schedule your screening. You'll be so glad you did. Baptist Health, for you for life.
Hi, folks. It's Chris Zender here at Frank Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood. When you're in the market for a new Dodge Chrysler Jeep or Ram, we hope you give us a chance to earn your business. Here's some things to consider. Fletcher Dodge has been family-owned dealer here in Sherwood for over 25 years. We know how to take care of our customers to keep them coming back. Every Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram dealer pays the same price for their vehicles. It's the dealer that makes the difference. We'll give you the best deal up front. No haggling, no arguing. We make it easy to buy a new vehicle, and we'll pay you more for your trade-in. Compare our deal to anybody's, and you'll buy from us. Come see us today for the deal of a lifetime on new Dodge Chrysler Jeep or Ram. At Frank Fletcher Dodge, you always get the best price, the lowest finance rate, and more for your trade. And we promise you a hassle-free buying experience. We want to be your dealer for life. Shop Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood before you buy anywhere else. Just tell us what you're looking for, and we'll make you a deal. Come see us in person at Fletcher Dodge on Warden Road in Sherwood or shop online at FletcherDeals.com.
Want to see our beautiful faces? Catch Morning Mayhem streaming live every day on YouTube, X, and Facebook. Just search 1037 The Buzz.
Women to the left of me, and women to the right. Hey! Ain't got no guy.
661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. Thanks to all the folks out there listening on Facebook and YouTube and in your car. You know, I was out there at Chenal Golf Course and looked up, Roger. You know what I saw?
A rainbow.
I saw no. Even better.
Joe Klein.
Even better. Almost, just a hair bigger than Joe. Our 100-story tower. Ooh. The Chenal out there. And it's spelled differently than C-H-E-N-A-L.
It is. It sure is. I think that's S-C-H.
I can't remember what it is, but it's spelled differently. But it saw our 100-story. It is way. That's on the ridge. I do want to thank some guys real quick. Roger, Ron Smith, who's the president and CEO of Curtis Stout. Great guy, man. Just a rock solid dude. I think he's been the Curtis Stout since the 70s. Really impressive. Roland Pennington, you know Ro. Been around for a row. Great guy.
Super
guy. TaylorMade.
Went to school. Great junior high and cat with his wife.
Yeah, Kathy came out, was a part of that yesterday.
Kathy White Pennington.
Then Roland's nephew, Matt Pennington, who's in the Arkansas Softball Hall of Fame. He's in construction up in Northwest Arkansas. Great guy. And then Andy McMahon, who was also with Curtis Stout. He was a great golfer out at Henderson State. And then I mentioned Chris Walker hung out with us with Fence Brokers. But, yeah, Ron and Roland, Matt and Andy were great guys. And they just, you know what? They had to just humor me. Good shot, Bass. Hang in there, Bass. Like, man, listen. I need to go, wow, that was it. You were a D1 athlete. You know what? 40 years ago I was. And then they go, what'd you do? What happened Saturday? I did it once. I still stink. Didn't matter. It's just pathetic. Sad. I've not played, Roger. I've not played probably since last year.
You know what David Hendricks tells me?
You can't just pick up a club and not do any warm up.
You know what David Hendricks
decent.
Tells
Terrible.
Me? What? Roger, you don't play enough.
I know.
And that's so nice
it's true.
To say.
It's true.
Well, it's a fact, but he's a nice guy in saying it.
You know warm up.
And they still let me hang out.
Haven't swung a club in a year and go out there and think you're going to walk on the thing and just hit it. No,
you're
not.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Who do I think I am?
Yeah.
Who do I think I am? I am.
I just go walk out there and just.
I've been playing that godforsaken game. For 50 years. And I still blow.
Okay, tell me, is there anything else out there as a guy?
But I had my best game this past April.
Sometimes it works.
Ever.
Sometimes you don't go out there for a while.
It's different. You know what? Because I put on more muscle.
What else is there out there that you can do as a dude to embarrass yourself from a manhood standpoint?
Yeah, can't pick up cinder blocks.
Listen, I'm 235 pounds.
Right.
And you'd think I could hit it.
Right. You got 100 pounds on me.
And you know what? And I hit one down the middle, one clean one.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, you just top it.
No. I have so many.
Embarrassing.
I follow so many things on social about golf and different face and different this and different that and this and that. But some things are constants. No, constant. Number one, you got to keep your eye on the ball. Number two, swing. And I'm not putting them in any particular order. You got to swing through. You know, I am so jealous of everybody that gets to see how great my shot is before I do, that I want to see it before it lands somewhere. So I take my eyes off the ball.
Well,
those things right there are ridiculous. But I play with three guys, a Boxcar, Bridges, Kelly Greer, Steve Brown, and of course David Hendricks, and these guys crush the ball and they do the same thing consistently, but they play often enough and they work on those things, and that's so much part of it, David.
Here's one that says bull riding. I'm not going to get out. And
you don't know how good you could be.
Here's tennis. Tennis is another one you could be embarrassed if you go out there and. I had a girl beat me in college, just completely humiliate me.
I have an 85-year-old guy smack your big butt down in pickleball. That's can be a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, either one. Tennessee works because tennis, you can be so far away from the ball. Mm-hmm. Pickleball, you're close.
Pickleball, but the guy's 80.
It's spelled Chenal, S-H-I-N-A-L-L, Chenal Mountain. That's it. Someone said to Justin get rid of his hiccups. He actually had some the other night at his last concert in South Carolina. Someone says that the Texas Tech quarterback is to play. Pete Rose needs to be in the Hall of Fame. Yeah, someone said.
Well, they reinstated his ability to get into the Hall of Fame, right?
That's right.
But he's too late, of course.
Yeah, too late. Yeah. Earl of Pearl Monroe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Earl Combs, who's the Yankees. I don't recognize him.
No.
Let me see. I'm pissed
Earl
you didn't
Thomas
get to see Justin Magic Springs. I was out of town. He put on a good show. James Earl Ray. Wow.
James Earl Jones.
James Earl Jones.
Yeah. Wow, forgot about them. Of course, James Earl Ray was the guy. Did he was convicted, right?
Correct.
He was convicted to Martin Luther King. And then James Earl Jones
was Luke.
Darth Vader, of course.
Dead or alive?
He's dead.
Are we going to play that today?
Just recently.
Are we
gonna
play that
I wish
today?
You would, but you got to stop asking these questions.
Well, listen. You got a guy? You got a girl? Earl Thomas Conley.
Yeah.
Who is that? What does he sing?
He's a country singer.
Those are, again, this National Earl Day, also National Donald Duck Day. If you got a good impression of Donald Duck, call him. We might give you a prize for it if you can do that. Yeah, that's if you're like an actor like you, Roger, you're pretty good at being able to just put that up there. I mean, you just
thank
do it.
Thank you, David.
Give me another example of that.
Of Donald Duck?
Yeah.
But
can Donald
got people that can talk like that.
Can Donald Duck have a conversation with a guy at the office that talks like a cat? That is.
I'm telling you right now, you know what? That's why I need to be on that show, The Actor Studio.
Victor Wembanyama, 32 points, 8 rebounds, 6 assists. You know, now they say he's not 7'5", he's 7'4". Is that now? There's something magical about him.
Maybe he's 7'5" in shoes.
Yeah, and so he's so skinny. He's so different than what, you know, Chamberlain and those guys that were, you know. Of course, Ralph Sampson was sort of similar. But what the guy can do, the guy can shoot, man. He can knock down some threes. He's got a touch. But he is so thin. He's so skinny.
Yeah, but he's not Manute Bol skinny.
He's like 240. He's just so tall.
But well, he's tall, but he's got a little bit more meat. Who's the white kid that we have here?
Vanover.
Yeah, again, he's thicker than Vanover. I mean, that was, you know.
I go back, Roger, to my argument a few weeks back. I think if you're not an NBA fan, you turn on the TV last night and you don't know the majority of those people, those players.
I didn't.
Yeah, in other words,
I'm watching because.
But you should be entertained still.
Yeah, no question. It was a very, very good game.
I'm a man, ain't I?
I guess, you know, you don't have the Rodman characters and the Barkley characters and the, you know, you don't have the personalities.
Well, you and I don't know that. Yeah.
Well, I don't.
Christian, do you?
I don't think they really do.
You got
No, you don't have.
The James Harding's gone now, all those type things.
Yeah, you don't have drama. Those guys.
No more
but
drama.
I think the Knicks are very likable. I mean, Kat's likable, Brunson's likable, Hart, Mikal Bridges.
No more
bunch
drama.
They have a bunch of likable guys.
Oh, my gosh, what about Earl Anthony? Did you mention that already? The bowler?
No, I did not.
You already said, didn't you? He's not the one who said.
Who do you think
no,
I
that's
am,
Pete
I
Weber.
who do you think I am?
I'm the greatest. It was still a good game last night, and it was so now you've got of course, it just would be for New York fans. They get so excited, you know. Shaq and all them are going. Shaq and Barkley goes. This is the greatest atmosphere. Even Draymond Green said, and he's been in some recent ones. This is off the chart because all the stars were there. Chris Rock, Eli Manning, Jeter. The
president was there.
President was there. First time the president's ever seen an NBA game. Mm-hmm. Who else was there? I mean, it went on.
I cannot believe.
Stiller.
No, wait a minute.
First time he's sent it as a president?
As a president.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Obama never went to a ball game?
No.
Not a ball game?
Not as president.
Obama did.
Not as president.
This is a championship.
I read yesterday.
Are you talking about at a finals game?
Well, I said
there may be some caveats.
Maybe it's finals versus.
But he was.
Definitely been to NBA games.
I would think he had. Well, I would think he had.
Maybe it was finals only.
Maybe.
Yeah.
A sitting president. Yada yada. I don't know. But I would have thought that Obama would go. But
who's the hot new actor? The young guy.
Timothy Chalamet.
Chalamet.
Yeah.
Chalamet. And then Ben Stiller he put his camera down. Ben, watch the game. You're on the sideline. He was holding up his camera the whole game. He was like, Ben, enjoy the game. Who else was there? I mentioned Chris Rock. Who's the other Saturday Night Live guy that loves the Knicks?
Oh, absolutely.
Guy had the wreck with a Walmart truck.
Yeah.
Tracy Morgan.
Yeah. Yes. Who?
Tracy Morgan.
Tracy Morgan was there. I mean, it just kept going on. Jimmy Johnson. You see, Jimmy Johnson was there at courtside. Jimmy Johnson.
Wow.
Kraft, the owner of the Patriots.
The race car driver? Or
no,
football?
Jimmy Johnson, football guy. Yeah. So, see, Earl Bennett.
Yeah, I think he owns a transmission shop.
Was it
Earl Shaw?
Oh my gosh, Roger Scott! Yeah. I can't believe you didn't get this one. Roger Scott, think music. Oh my goodness,
Earl?
Yes,
Earl.
One of the old school guys.
Earl Tubbs.
Close.
Earl Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs.
That's it. Thank you, everybody. Wow. Somebody says it was the first sitting president to ever attend an NBA game.
And so, I mean, just
it says NBA
not
game.
NBA finals, oh, yeah. not championship,
that's what
not
I
any
know.
Of that.
I heard that was just a game. I didn't hear finals, but
well, that is surprising. I know. Thought that Obama because he was a fan.
Yeah, and then Trump was, he grew up in New York.
Oh,
so,
he's the Knicks fan. He's all over.
Yeah. Of course, the Knicks have been, I mean, it's
he was invited by Dolan. I mentioned that last week.
Yeah,
it's NBA finals game.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you. And they have
not NBA.
They haven't had one in 27 years. Oh, it is finals.
Yeah, it is finals.
So what are you saying?
He says it's the finals game.
All right, so Obama, has, as the president, did he attend?
He attended some NBA games.
As president, sitting proud.
Oh, my gosh, here's another one. Today, the reason we're doing this, we're going to take a break, Roger. It's National Earl Day. Earl Woods, father of Tiger Woods.
Okay.
Do you have a nickname, Earl? And this Earl, didn't make it. Right? This Earl didn't make it.
Did not.
Should we feel good that this, should we feel good about this song that, that they killed the guy?
Well, he was a bad guy.
He was beating up his wife. Guy.
Well, we have Delilah.
Both members of the 4-H Club. Oh, here's another one. Jonesboro. Come on, Rog.
Oh, Earl Bell.
Earl Bell.
Nice.
How about that? A lot more Earls.
Yeah.
And I think the greatest Earl I've ever seen is Earl Campbell. We were talking about that playing golf yesterday with the guys at Muskie Harris that said he tackled, you know, Earl.
I have the only saucer plate with Hall of Famer.
He said saucer plate.
You hear what I said?
He said the saucer underneath the coffee cup. It's the only thing
it's actually bigger than that. Maybe it's a dessert plate.
Earl Campbell. Roger had Earl Campbell sign a piece of it.
You don't have that one, Ann.
Diningware from the Embassy Suite.
He signed some fine china.
You know, fine china. Yes.
People ought to go, wow, what a great idea. We have to start having screw post-it notes. Everybody should have a set of plates on their desk.
All right, if you want to be part of the show. Oh, here's more and more. Listen, our audience is so smart.
You bet they are.
You're so much smarter than us. That's why we have you. We're not like Acree and the other shows.
No, we need
that,
you.
That we feel like we're smarter than y'all.
We don't feel that way at all.
We need your help, and we admit it.
Oh,
gosh. And if we get a number one rating, it's because you help us get there.
No doubt.
Right. Yeah.
We're
very, very grateful for that. All right, don't go away.
Earl had to die.
Here for Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry. When you're shopping for an engagement ring, experience matters. And at Jones & Son, you're shopping with one of the largest selections of engagement rings in Central Arkansas. They carry the biggest, most trusted brands in the jewelry industry along with their exclusive Jones & Son Couture Collection. These Jones & Son branded engagement rings deliver exceptional quality at a fraction of the price. Every ring is fully customizable, and their expert jewelers can modify any design to perfectly match your vision. And as a direct diamond importer, Jones & Son brings in their own diamonds, cutting out the middleman and passing the savings directly on to you. Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry is proudly located at 1121 Rodney Parham Road, serving Central Arkansas for over 40 years. The same trusted location, the same phone number. Finding the perfect piece of jewelry doesn't have to be overwhelming. At Jones & Son, you'll find the right diamond for every occasion. Visit Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry today or shop online at jonesandson.com.
Hi, this is Quinn Grover. When you need expert health care, UAMS Health is here for you. From cancer and heart care to neurology, obstetrics, orthopedics, and more, UAMS Health provides advanced care across a wide range of specialties, backed by research, innovation, education, and a commitment to improving lives. That's care you can trust. From UAMS Health, the official orthopedics and sports medicine provider for Razorback Athletics. For appointments, call 501-686-8000.
This is Mark Miller for Parker Cadillac in Little Rock. We're going all in with vehicles for every budget. Need a truck? We've got light duty and heavy duty ready to work. Looking for an SUV? We've got the nicest inventory of full-size SUVs you're going to find anywhere. Tahoes, Yukons, Navigators, Escalades, and much more. For quality, selection, and first-class service, shop Parker Cadillac today. Visit us online at parkerspecials.com or give us a call, 501-224-2400.
This is the Pigskin Preacher, bringing you the word. Ancient Israel's wisdom literature includes this sage advice from Ecclesiastes. There is nothing better for a person that he should eat and drink and find enjoyment in his toil. This also, I saw, is from the hand of God. For apart from him, who can eat or have enjoyment? For to the one who pleases him, God has given wisdom and knowledge and joy. So work hard, serve others, read widely, study diligently, and enjoy the gifts God gives us. Are you looking for a great place to work? Go to doublebees.com and apply online. And you can join the Double B's team or ask your Double B's cashier about signing up for a rewards card where you can save money at all of our 34 stores. Double B's, it's where you gas it, grab it, and go. That's Double Beast.
With many convenience and grocery stores moving to mostly self-checkout these days, nowhere is it easier to shop than at your local Family Market. Friendly staff give you the very best in customer service, including bagging all your items. And you can save inside the store and outside at the pumps with your Family Market rewards cards. Don't miss Big Mondays. Mid-grade gas for the price of regular and premium for the price of mid-grade. All of this can only be found at Family Market in Pangburn, Malvern, Shannon Hills, Mayflower, Hot Springs, and Wooster, with a second Hot Springs location coming soon. And if there's not a Family Market in your neighborhood, look again. What's coming?
The Honda Ride Red and Save Green sales event is happening at Honda Russellville. Get more done with a Pioneer 700 or 1000 side-by-side. Swing a leg over a dependable Fortrax Rancher ATV. Take your crew in a 4-seat Pioneer 700 4 or 5-seat Pioneer 1005. Bonus bucks on select models plus low-rate financing for qualified buyers. Visit HondaRussellville.com.
For your safety, read the owner's manual and wear a helmet and eye protection. Always wear your seatbelt and close the side vents and doors when operating a side-by-side. Honda side-by-sides and ATVs are for riders 16 and older.
This is Trey Reed inviting you to join Mark Hedrick and me Tuesday nights at 7 for The Wild Side.
Brought to you by Edwards Food Giant, Trader Bill's Outdoors, Battery Outfitters, Tammy Chase Insurance, Crane Chevrolet, and Flyway Brewing.
Let's keep the good vibes going. Morning Mayhem is back on the air. Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Oh, yeah.
Don't nobody worry about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let me? I'm all right. Don't nobody worry about me. You got to give me a fight.
Come on.
Here we go.
Do what you like.
Is that Kenny Loggins again?
Yeah, man.
Kenny Loggins is everywhere. By the way, we were talking during the break. Glad you're with us. 6:52 on this beautiful day. Going to be warm today. We were talking about Brendan Sorsby, and we said the quarterback for Texas Tech. We knew there's a good chance this was going to happen because, you know, gaming and gambling, and now has become such a easy thing to do, and that it's accessible. And, you know, I had guys back when I played that got in trouble. Back then, it was a bookie. They were going to get their legs broken, and they got behind. Now it's just you know it's easy to get caught, and I was telling Christian, for me and Roger, the great thing about me and Roger is that we're not smart enough to get ourselves in trouble with this stuff. No. We can't figure it out as well.
No,
so that helps. No, that helps us not get addicted. Listen, it is an addiction. For that kid, it was, you know, we know people, you can't stop, and that's why Oakland Sports app. Ads, we say if you got a gambling problem, call, because it's real. What'd you say, Christian?
You remember the Sopranos episode with Robert Patrick where he just would not stop, and Tony Soprano and everybody pulled him aside. They're like, dude, you have to stop, or I'm like, we're going to take everything that you have. But he just wouldn't stop.
No. Yeah, it is an addiction. It can become an addiction, well, just like anything else.
You think it's the only way you can get back out of the trouble you just
got. That's right. You just keep digging yourself.
The fever.
So I hate it for that. Listen, I hate it for that kid at Texas Tech, and it's a real deal. The shock there is that, you know, most everybody thought that was where they would finally win in court to go. That's a rule we have. Are you telling me we can't do that rule?
No.
What rule? If you can't do that rule, and you just have people gambling, whatever you want to, I don't know where.
Is this the death knell of the NCAA where you can't win a case like this?
I guess. I don't know what you do, I'm not a lawyer, but how you...
Well, what is their reasoning behind saying, no, we're not going to do anything?
I think the ruling was it would give irreparable harm to him, irreparable harm to him, if you don't allow him to play.
He's got that regardless, yeah.
Yeah.
If you don't let him play,
you got to follow the rules, though. You got to follow the rules, or you can't do that.
Well, yeah.
So I just don't know.
There's got to be some sort of punishment.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Does he still have the 2-game suspension, I guess? Are they arguing that that is?
Yeah, I was thinking it was more than that. I mean, it was more. I thought it was thinking more than two, but I don't know. But boy, you look at you look at the reaction of all the leaders. But you know, hey guys, do something about it. Figure it out. Figure it out.
Well, it should be black and white.
Yeah, it's right.
If you gamble, you know,
it is. That's what most people thought, Roger. That's why I think they were so shocked yesterday.
Always thought.
Here's
that.
One that says another AD said, a sad day for not only college athletics, but college sports in general. I give him credit for admitting and seeking help for his addiction, but to put him back in a high-profile, stressful role with that type of an issue is not helping him. But I'm not an addiction professional, so what do I know? And it goes on and on to say clear violation. I mean, there's just basically, you know, the courts haven't been ruling. There are no rules. and the rules you've set don't work. You know, Tom Mars has said one of the, you know, he's a friend, and he says one of the reasons they keep winning because the rules, the way in the NCAA wrote them, just aren't good. And I so you know what? Figure it out. I just, you know, we've got some really bright people. I just don't know how you can't figure that out. But yeah,
you can't figure anything out in the NCAA. Yeah,
no. And you know what? You think about that, Roger. If you've got, if you say that's okay, then if I'm a kid out there going, okay, why can't I bet? I can do anything.
No, well, there was this kid from Iowa a couple years ago who bet 100 games on a Iowa women's basketball game because Caitlin Clark was playing for him, and he
got in big trouble.
Yeah, he got in big trouble. He couldn't play the rest of his career. Yeah,
it's amazing. You go back. I think Josh Pate was talking about that. Think of all the people that self-reported violations, and now they're looking at it going, what?
Well, now this guy can play.
Yeah,
Arch Schleister in trouble?
Yeah. I think he got in trouble after he got through with Ohio State, right? I don't know. That's a good question. I think he got into pro and got in trouble with the gambling, but he had gambled in college. Gambled in college. That's exactly
the thing is, look, you can't do it. You just can't do it. There's got to be some absolutes in this world. But can he, with that addiction or that issue, not be granted grace and some sort of redemption? For sake of argument, okay, you are punished. For a year, you're going to lose a year or 2 years of eligibility, or your college career is over. You're going to have to continue on to do what you want to do. You want to make it to the break. Any of these things that can just keep popping up. But to say you're done the rest of your life is history. If he's any good, is he good?
He's supposed to be. Yeah,
he's supposed to be. Talent trumps trouble. I've said it once and 1,000 times, and that's just a fact. I don't care what color you are. I don't care how much money you have. Talent trumps that stuff. So, but there's got to be a way to be able to go, because you're right. If the stigma of being convicted of something, then even the layman's going to go.
Yeah, he admitted.
You did it. Then we know you did it. Now, but if you've not been convicted, then there's that little bitty cushion there.
Did he admit it because it was going to come out?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think that's
where it was headed.
I think that's right. Here's another one. Someone who read about the Black Sox scandal, seeing what happened to Pete Rose, just stunned that there'd be a question at the court level that this is acceptable. Quote, that's not a judgment on the young man. That said, that it was a pretty fundamental test of American sports. That if you're going to participate, you can't gamble, especially on your own team. It's just been the bedrock of the sports. What would you call it? It is a cornerstone.
It's a cornerstone, the crown jewel.
Yeah, and I get it. And I always said, well, if you bet on your own team to win, what's the matter with that? But bottom line, they don't want you getting into that in the first place. So,
all right, slippery slope.
That's right, exactly right.
It is. I mean, then you got to look at Pete Rose. You got to look at anybody else that has done that. I mean, there's so many things there. But to say it's irreparable damage to his,
it brings suspicion to the sport,
right. Hey, listen, don't go away. Got a busy next couple hours coming up. Gary Petras, the doctor who's worked on Roger's hair transplant. John Daly, Rick Schaefer, Chuck Gatlin, Family Feud. Also, we'll talk about Justin Moore as well when we come back to 6 o'clock.
iPhone or Droid app today and take us with you everywhere the wind blows. KABZ Little Rock.
Oakland is here for when you want the ultimate escape, all in one place. Check into the luxury hotel. Escape to Astral Spa.